Dan Orlovsky on McAfee yesterday. He's got ties to where he's going to be coaching football next year. Seems to be strongly implying the Patriots, which is what Tom Curran reported last night. Mike Vrabel would be interested in coaching the Patriots. Neither Keefe nor I are picking Mike Vrabel as our choice in our Patriots plan.
Mm-hmm.
We both have fixed the Patriots in 60 seconds, but that's interesting. Curran says Vrabel would take it or be interested in coaching the Patriots. Orlovsky seems to be strongly hinting at it. A year ago, he was also strongly hinting at Bill landing somewhere in the NFL and having a job lined up.
Yeah, I don't think he nailed that.
Two years later, he's in college football, so I'm not saying it's a great track record for Orlovsky, but there you go. You can jump in with all your Patriots plans, 617-779-7937. We're going to replay you our plans from earlier today. We put ourselves on the clock, and then we're going to get Jermaine.
I've heard that.
I forgot about that. That was the Bill one.
Yeah,
wow, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he had a hard time with that.
Yep.
It's all right.
So at least he got this one out a little cleaner.
Right.
But Mike Vrabel, possibly an option. He is not an option for you or I. Let's play my 60-second plan first, Keith, because, you know, you can do a 3-point plan. You can do a 5-point plan.
No doubt.
That might not be enough. So we gave ourselves a full minute.
Fix the Pats.
My plan, then Keith's plan, then we're going to get Wiggy on the line. He has a 60-second plan for the Pats as well. Let's hear mine first. Okay, here's my plan to fix the Patriots in a minute. I'm starting by firing Jerod Mayo the day after the season ends. I don't think you're getting Ben Johnson, so I'm going to pass on Mike Vrabel. I'm going to pass on Brian Flores. I am hiring Liam Cohen, Bucs offensive coordinator, as my head coach. He's going to call his own plays. Elliot Wolf, you done, son. I hire Ray Agnew, Lions assistant GM, as my GM. They drafted very, very well over the last few years. Like Keefe, I'm firing DeMarcus Covington. I am hiring Jim Leonard, Broncos secondary coach, as defensive coordinator. I love how the Broncos play defense. Here's what I'm doing for the roster. I'm trading a second-round pick for DK Metcalf. I'm trading down in the first round. I'm getting draft assets. I'm drafting my favorite wide receiver, Luther Burden, out of Missouri. I move back into the first round and take an offensive tackle, also known as best hoss available. I'm going to actually burn some cash. I'm going to sign left tackle Ronnie Stanley from the Ravens. I'm going to sign quarterback DJ Reed from the Jets, linebacker Nick Bolton from the Chiefs. I'm trading Kyle Duggar for a seventh rounder, a best offer. I'm going to cut Vidarian Lowe. I'm firing Jalen Polk into the sun. I'm switching back to Pat Patriot uniforms. I'm never showing Robert and Jonathan on TV. Burning down the lighthouse. Wow.
Burning down the lighthouse.
That was aggressive at the
end.
You really stuck the landing, though, I think.
I did.
A lot of people your way.
I did. That's true.
Right, let's hear what I have
to say. That's my plan. Let's hear Keefe on the clock.
All right, here we go. This time I'm going to fix the Patriots. First thing I do is I apologize to the fans. I say, fans, we are sorry that you've had to watch this product for the last 5 years. Next thing I do, I offer Jerod Mayo a very nice severance package. I say, you're done. We made a huge mistake. You are relieved of your duties. I hire Ben Johnson. How do I do that? I spend a ton of money on Ben Johnson. So he is now my head coach and my de facto offensive coordinator. With the third pick in the draft, I'm taking Travis Hunter. This team needs star power, Jones. You get it with a Heisman Trophy winner who plays both sides of the ball. You put him as your number two wide receiver because I'm throwing the bag at T. Higgins. I'm also going to trade back into the first round and draft the BHA. Best hoss available. Whoever that is, I'm grabbing him, throwing him on my offensive line. So I'm going to have two first-round picks, Travis Hunter, best hoss available. I'm signing T. Higgins. I'm letting Ben Johnson run the team. Keep Van Pelt if you want. Ben Johnson can hire any defensive coordinator he wants. I'm getting rid of Covington as well.
Okay. So I did notice re-listening to your plan. As you said, you really didn't need the full minute. You kind of recapped there.
I want to make sure I want to hammer those points home. That's how important they are.
Yeah,
each one's important.
So you can vote on who had the better plan. That's right. Up now at Jones and Keefe. Jones still leading at 53%.
All right, get on there. Still time to vote.
I'm rounding up a bit. 52.8, like the 310 to left podcast.
But by popular demand,
yes.
This was actually requested.
Yeah.
They said, we need the Jermaine Wiggins 60-second plan to fix the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And he is now on the line with us.
Okay. Wiggy, you ready to go on the clock? 60 seconds to fix the Pats. You ready?
I'm ready to go. And this is complete, like, you know, wish list, right? Christmas, opening my gifts.
Complete?
Yes. Yes.
Wish list, opening your gifts. Put them on the clock, Nick. Here he goes.
All right, so here's what I'm doing. I'm losing the remainder of the game, getting the number one pick. I'm trading down. I'm packaging a couple first-round picks, and I'm going to get Ja'Marr Chase. I am then firing both my offensive defensive coordinator. I'm hiring Brian Daboll to work with Drake May because he's similar to Josh Allen. And then I am drafting hiring B-Flow from the Minnesota Vikings to be my defensive coordinator because him and Mayo have worked together in the past, I believe. So I am then using my free agency to bring in some offensive linemen. I am then also also maybe using a second-round pick to trade for a guy like Max Crosby, a defensive end out in Vegas, to see if I can get a guy who can get after the quarterback. Yeah, I like you, Jones. I am going back to the Patriots old-school uniforms. And well, I am doing this. I'm hiring Jermaine Wiggins as tight end coach to work with the tight end.
You got more time? 5 seconds.
Oh, I got more time? Okay, and I'm just like.
That was good, though.
Wiggy, great job.
There was a ton in there.
Yeah.
I was gonna have Drake perform at halftime at one of the Patriots games.
Love that,
Drake. Nice. Yep. Wiggy as tight ends coach. Oh, that was an oversight.
You gotta
on our
give
part,
Kendrick
Wiggy.
Lamar equal time.
Yeah.
Though. You can't just have Drake.
That's true. All right, Wiggy. Thanks so much.
Wiggy.
That's a great plan.
Not a problem. Anytime.
Okay. All right. Jermaine Wiggins
we'll
as
hear him
Patriots
more
tight end coach. I wish we thought of that.
That's really good.
Yeah,
I didn't consider that. Coach up the tight ends.
He wants Jamar
Chase.
You
want better tight end production? Hire Wiggy.
He's keeping Mayo.
Although he did think Devin Asiasi was going to have like an
80
catch season.
True.
All right,
that's a good point.
Do that now. He was nice enough to call in.
He's bringing in Jamar Chase. I love that.
But
Max Crosby.
But this is what they should. So he is one of the few Mayo defenders out there.
I think he's the only one we've heard all day keeping Mayo.
They did put him on the hot seat today. They made him choose Mayo or Vrabel.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
You
okay.
Said?
Vrabel.
He did, but even he was like, it was hard for him, but he did say Vrabel. However, this is what they should have done originally. Now, I know Daboll and Flores both had jobs, but guys like that make sense. So this is the Sirianni thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sirianni, they were like, we don't know if you're the guy, but we like you enough, but we're going to blow out both coordinators and bring in serious guys with experience.
So if we're going to nitpick his plan, though, is Flores leaving Minnesota to take the D coordinator job here to work underneath Mayo?
Kind of a wish list thing. You would have to give him a lot of money.
And that's the game. That's the game. But now it's like, okay, how realistic is it?
Because
you're picking Ben Johnson here.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's a great pick. I chose to be a little more, I think, realistic on that. But it's a wish list. You can do whatever you want.
But don't you think the most likely is Vrabel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Agree. I agree
Both,
with
like,
that.
We for sure available.
Yep.
Curran says he would take it.
He would. Let me get the wording right again.
And you remember the stuff when Vrabel got inducted?
It's sneaky hard to find on the internet, Curran.
But you remember the Team Hall of Fame thing and how Robert Kraft was like right there with him? Like,
Vrabel,
that seemed like it was going to happen.
Vrabel would be interested in coaching the Patriots. That's not a Dundee. Interested doesn't mean he's taking it.
Two other big names.
And Orlovsky, if you care, says he's got a job lined up and he's got ties to it.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. He also said, you couldn't pay me all the money in the world to play Drake May, and now he might be one of the greatest players of all time. So he also, two big-time names that, why not? If you're going to dream big, Jamar Chase, Max Crosby.
I mean, those are good names.
Those are great
names. Those are better names. I had DK Metcalf and, like, a bunch of free agents.
Yeah.
You had
T. Higgins.
Thank you. His names are better than ours.
Yeah.
He's aiming higher.
Chase doesn't have a new deal yet. Cincinnati's a cheap franchise.
Yep.
You could argue so is the New England Patriots.
All three of our plans, we didn't even name offensive line. Well, I named Ronnie Stanley, but we didn't
Big
even
Hoss.
Name. Yeah, we no, all
he
went,
said best available, which we all should went, just be BHA.
BHA, best Hoss available.
Yeah.
I don't love.
But he's losing out, which is good. Great point by him. He's like, which I think they're going to lose that anyway.
No, so, lose out and get the first pick. I didn't even think of that.
You might get the first pick.
I like. Wiggy's plan was much, much better than I expected.
It was great.
Much better than
well
I expected.
Well thought out. Trade down.
In your face, Twitch chat.
It was 45 seconds is all he needed. He was good. Good to go.
Very good. It was a strong 45 seconds.
That was nice.
It's all about
memorable.
The intense.
It was memorable.
It's about the intensity of the 45 seconds, really.
No doubt.
Intense takes there.
That's good stuff.
I don't love that my Pat Patriot uniform has now been co-opted.
Well,
I don't love that. This
a good idea is a good idea.
It's the problem with getting out in front and campaigning for a long time, and then somebody parachutes in at the end, and they kind of take the best of what you got.
True.
They're adopting your platform.
True, true.
I kind of don't love that.
So everybody has Covington out.
Yeah, even right. Wiggy, yes. He has Mayo back.
Mayo's back.
Although they put him in the hot seat, and he was taking Vrabel today.
But he has Van Pelt out.
Yep.
You and I have Van Pelt back because we're hiring offensive head
guess,
coaches.
You know what? I didn't really think that through, but in my scenario, Van Pelt could survive, yes.
You didn't mention him, but I'm just saying like you didn't. Well, you didn't like kick him out either.
Well, I pictured it as him being out because he'd be replaced as play caller, but he might just be like, I'm offensive coordinator and Liam Cohen, you're calling plays fine.
Stefanski, this is what he did for years.
So I didn't think that went out in fairness, but yeah, you got me there.
It's a good time.
But both of us are adding on the offense, offensive lineman, best Hoss available.
Yeah.
And receivers.
Two wide receivers.
We're both acquiring one veteran and drafting one highly.
I want to steal one from one of the calls that did, Micah Parsons. So if Wiggy's going to take Max Crosby, I'll take Micah Parsons.
Parsons or Max Crosby? That's what I'll use. Parsons or Max Crosby?
Man, that's close. They might be the two best, right? Like when they're healthy at getting after the quarterback. I guess I would take Parsons, but I don't think you can go wrong either way.
No, it's true. So look, I think I would. Crosby's probably a little easier to acquire, I would think.
Yeah, I don't know what Dallas is doing. Like, yeah. What is Dallas's plan and all
Parsons,
that stuff?
I mean, doesn't Crosby already have a deal? Maybe he's dissatisfied
yeah.
with it.
Well, no, it's one of those things where if you're the Raiders, you're like, what are we doing with this guy? Like, yeah. Can we maximize what we're getting? Because they're going to have to probably take Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward in the draft and get a new coach and start completely over.
So enough just kind of say, oh, the Patriots stink and this and that. How do we fix them?
We just did three different ways.
We're in the solutions business. You can vote for Jones or Keefe. Our plans are up now. At Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. You can add Wiggies as well if you'd like. Write-in vote, I guess, in that scenario. He's Ross Perot. You can write that in, and we'll see whose plan you like the most. We are going to play you some of Gerard Mayo's press conference. Played you a snippet earlier. Some of Gerard Mayo before the hour's out. We'll get to Kirk Cousins getting benched. Is there a story there about playing your rookies week one instead of learning behind a veteran? I think there is. So we'll do all that coming up, and we'll take more of your Patriots plans. Chuck's in New Hampshire. You want to put Chuck on the clock there, Keith?
Yeah, put him on the clock. Yeah, you got Pat's plan?
Yeah,
put him on the
plan.
Clock, Nick. Nick, throw him on the clock. Here
Chuck,
you go, Chuck. What do you have?
Chuck, you're on the clock.
All right, boys. Great show. Love it. All right, so what I'm going to do, I am going to trade down, either take Tet McMillan or Emeka Egbuka. Ohio and State. Then with that first-round pick that you get for next year, you will then trade for a splash player like Max Crosby. Take your second rounder, trade for DK Metcalf. So you have two big-ass wide receivers. And then in free agency, DJ Reed, Carlton Davis, get two corners. Jedrick Wills, left tackle. And then Nick Bolton, splash defensive player.
A lot of the Jones
started naming
there.
A lot of guys. Yeah,
Metcalf, Bolton, like Reed.
Big-ass wide receivers. The B-A-W-R.
Nice. Yeah, big-ass wide receiver, not to be confused with the B-H-A.
No. That's a plan.
Well,
they didn't mention anything about coaching, though, did he?
Didn't hear
just
anything
player,
about
just like a wish list player.
Yeah, he's upgrading the roster. Yeah, running it back with Mayo.
That's a big part of it.
Maybe he's a Mayo guy. So, you are drafting at 3.
As of today, yes.
Okay. A year ago, I felt very strongly about not trading back. I wanted a quarterback. I'm real open to the idea of moving back this year. And we're a long ways away from the draft. Let's see where the Patriots even are. But the idea of let me move down, collect assets, and I can move back up later in the first round and maybe get two first-round picks this year, I'm a big proponent of that this year. I was not a year ago. I wanted the quarterback. You now have the quarterback. If I can find a way to get a wide receiver, and I don't love Hunter purely as a receiver. I'm not as high on Tet McMillan as a lot of people are. So I like the idea of moving down, still getting a receiver, and then jumping back in late first round, getting a tackle, and now you leave the first round with one of each. Because
so
they need both.
If hypothetically they had a quarterback going into last year's draft, it would have made a lot of sense to trade down because you would have gotten a king's ransom for Drake May. Like, that was a clear cut. Three quarterbacks were going there. And I think if you look back at the history of the league, you can get more for a quarterback. If a team's trading up for a quarterback, you can get a haul. This year, the early returns right now are it's not a very strong draft. And, you know, last year's draft, not just the quarterbacks, but maybe everything else, specifically the offensive players, because that's what most of the first round was, is better or was better last year than it is this year. So if you're trading down from 3 and you're adding an extra pick, but it's another pick from this year's draft, and you're just sliding down, and now you're getting maybe a lineman that you don't love as much or a receiver that I just feel like if you can take somebody like Travis Hunter at 3, I would just do that.
Figure out one of these quarterbacks going back to school, like Drew Aller, and maybe
He is.
Drew Aller is, and
would it make the 3rd overall pick more valuable since there's less quarterbacks to choose from?
No.
I think it's less valuable only because people are going to go crazy to trade up for a quarterback.
Yeah, here's the thing.
More, I mean, they like, you know, Julio Jones went for a lot, and that was trading up for a wide receiver.
That's
if you
want to
go back, Ricky Williams literally went for that was 25 years ago, but he went for an entire draft, and that
Where's
was a running guy.
When you need him?
No, so you need a maniac out there that wants Travis Hunter, and maybe there is. Maybe there is some GM out there that's like, this is the piece we need, and then they offer you a ton, and then you'd have to listen.
So I don't think this is as good of a quarterback class as a year ago.
Definitely not.
It'll be hard to match that, but if it's just Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward, that's not good for picking 3rd.
No.
Because you're not going to get the same haul, as you said, for Travis Hunter. There are examples of it happening over the years, but largely people are moving way up the board.
Also, I don't know
and
if
giving
they,
up a haul for a quarterback.
I don't know if they for sure will pick third. I haven't looked enough into that. Like, even if they lose out, there's a lot of three-win
yep.
teams right now.
Totally.
And there's all different tiebreakers. Remember, we dealt with this last year, you know, why they picked after Washington but ahead of Arizona, even though they all had the same record. It was, like, strength of schedule and all that other, like, tiebreaker stuff. So that's also, like, we shall see the next three games how that goes, because Jacksonville, Carolina, Tennessee, and Cleveland all also have three losses.
Yeah, so right, you could be drafting eight or nine.
Yeah.
And now you're missing out on that whole idea. So Wiggy, that was a great point by Wiggy, lose out.
Yeah,
lose out,
that's first and foremost.
I didn't even think about that. Good job by him.
I think it's sort of implied after you lose to Arizona the way that you did, two with Buffalo and then one with the Chargers that probably need that game in the playoffs. I think they will,
but that should be part of your plan. Right. I don't want them winning anymore. That's
agreed.
Fair. You do like Hunter, though, as a receiver.
Yeah.
As a receiver, you like him?
I don't like the full
he can play on both sides of the football?
Both. And I was talking to Wiggy, I think, off the air about this. And, you know, I think if you give him some, like, NFL coaching and maybe he starts running more of the routes, and, like, because right now he's just kind of overwhelming teams with his athleticism mm-hmm. than anything. But he's like, but he probably has it in him. So he might also choose, like, I would rather be more of a wide receiver. There's more money in it. That might be the way to go. Don't you think, like, a top-end wideout's going to get paid more than a top-end
yeah,
corner?
Yeah, but is he more likely to be a top-end corner or a top-end
wideout?
See,
I don't know. Like, he's been doing both for so long. I don't want him to have to choose, by the way. Like, I want him to do both.
No, I agree. Whoever drafts him should let him do both. Is it worth drafting him at three because you think he's an elite corner and a good receiver? Or would you rather just get a better receiver? Like, I am leaning towards the better receiver.
I don't know how many of the receivers are clear-cut better than him, so I like the idea of a guy that can do both, but that's why part of the plan is if you slot him in as your number two for both, like, it's less pressure on him.
Right. He doesn't have to be your one, but
he
then you still
doesn't
need
have to play
a one.
Every offensive snap. That's why you have to get T. Higgins or Metcalf or
right. in your plan,
Chase or whoever.
In your plan, you have Higgins.
Yeah.
Wiggy's plan. Well, Wiggy didn't have Hunter, but Jamar Chase is another name that comes up. I was getting asked in the Twitch chat, why DK Metcalf? So out of the realistic names, I think Higgins is very realistic.
Mm-hmm.
I think a guy like Deebo Samuel is very realistic. You brought up A.J. Brown. I think that's a good name. You know, Jamar Chase to me is not realistic. He's not going to get away from Cincinnati, but if you could get him, awesome.
Yeah.
Out of the names that I think are realistic, I like DK the best. A.J. Brown would be better. I'm a little skeptical he shakes free.
Yeah, they might smooth that over.
But I like DK Metcalf a lot. And I would want to pair him with somebody else with some movement skills who's not just an outside guy.
No.
Because Metcalf is more of an outside guy, even in a down year. And he is being phased out a little bit in Seattle. JSN has passed him by. I think he's going to, you know, clear 1,000 yards easily. Touchdowns are down. But he's proven he's an alpha receiver before in the league. I want an alpha receiver.
Yeah, I think if you...
Higgins has not proven that he's an alpha receiver.
No, similar to Steph Diggs. You know, if you go back and look at Steph Diggs' time in Minnesota, he was very good. He and Thielen kind of would split targets. I think he had a 1,000-yard season, but nothing crazy. Then he got to Buffalo, was the guy, led the league in receiving. So I think Higgins might have more of a path.
Yeah, I'm not saying Higgins can't be. I'm just saying he hasn't been. That's all. I'm not saying he won't be or can't be. I know DK Metcalf can be. I don't know that about
him. That's why I think both guys together are so important. And even though A.J. Brown and Tyreek Hill might be better, you notice when they went to their teams, Brown, they later drafted Devontae Smith.
Yep.
And then with Hill, they drafted Jalen Waddle. So that's why in my plan, Travis Hunter on his own – in this Patriots wide receiver room, you're like, all right, he's good, but like, man, you're asking a lot. Same thing as if it's just T. Higgins and no Travis Hunter, and you're like, hey, Pop Douglas and Kayshawn Booty are the next guys, I'd be like,
ugh.
So T. Higgins went from being in the huddle with Jamar Chase to Pop Douglas. Like, I think that's kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, people are going to
I think. I like his individual talent, but I think if Drake May's sitting there and he finds out next offseason both Travis Hunter and T. Higgins are showing up, like,
that's a game changer.
Sky's the limit.
I agree.
Yeah.
You mentioned Hill. Nick, what were you telling me off the air about Tyreek Hill? He had weird comments today.
Oh, I need to find his tweet, but it was something along the lines of, like, I got to go, coach.
All right.
Oh, he just tweeted that out.
It is randomly.
Not at anybody.
He
just
tweeted out, or he tweeted out at 10:49, it's time for me to go, coach. And then,
An hour ago, I might get my first gray hair this year. Lucky him.
Yeah, so I think he's just saying he's old. Maybe somebody said he was old or something.
So who knows? I just...
Something to keep an eye on.
Who knows? But if that's another name that's potentially available.
Do you see what his Twitter bio is?
No.
Husband.
Yep.
Present father. Military son. Leader.
Yeah.
How does he have the time in the world to see all those kids?
He might be none of those. He might be none of those.
I mean, who's to say?
Yeah. Okay, so you can jump in with all your Patriots. How do you fix the Patriots? We're not giving you a minute, but you might get 30 seconds, but it's a good plan. We heard Wiggy's plan there. He's employing himself with the Patriots. I think that's a good move by Jermaine Wiggins. So we'll take all your Patriots plans. 617-779-7937. Fix the Patriots. Don't just complain about them. Fix them. You have a blank canvas to come in and fix the thing. So go ahead and do it.
We might have to cut it down.
We may have
to. People aren't even using their full time. Maybe we go to 20 seconds.
So fix the Patriots on the phones and on the text line, Twitch chat as well. We'll get to Kirk Cousins getting benched. I think there's a tie-in here with rookie quarterbacks. You should play him week one. And we'll get to Jerod Mayo, highlights, lowlights, from his press conference earlier today. He was asked about his job security and his future in New England. You'll hear all that right after Trending with Billy Laney.